Good morning. High pressure is locked in across interior New York and New England. Another clear, cold night. Perhaps not as chilly as just 24 hours ago, but still on the colder side, with most locations starting off in the 20s. That high will only build along the eastern seaboard today, keeping skies sunny. A light southerly breeze will develop, and temperatures will be a bit milder than yesterday in the afternoon, and mainly in the middle to upper 40s. Another clear, chilly night tonight, with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. As that high drifts to the east, a few clouds will start to move in on Thanksgiving afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, though, and with the wind increasing out of the south-southwest, temperatures will push well above normal and mainly in the lower to mid-50s. A front will approach during the day on Friday. Any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds during the day, but that southwesterly breeze out ahead of the front will also strengthen, and this will push highs into the middle and upper 50s with an outside shot at 60 degrees, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Showers will be likely after dark on Friday night, but be gone by Saturday morning. On the other side of the front, it will be cooler, but seasonably so on Saturday, with increasing sun and a northwest breeze back to the middle 40s, and mostly sunny skies with a new area of high pressure building in for Sunday, and highs in the lower to mid 40s. That high will bring cooler air our way to begin next week, mostly sunny in lower 40s on Monday, before the next system heads our way from the Ohio Valley with the chance for showers on Tuesday, highs again in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern continues across the western half of the country. An upper-level low and surface low, combined with an Arctic cold front sinking southward, will set the stage for wintry weather across the Cascades to much of the Intermountain West. Snowfall accumulations of about 6 to 12 inches appear likely from many of the higher elevations, and winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect. Gusty winds can also be anticipated for some areas, and blizzard warnings are out for parts of south-central Wyoming. Meanwhile, for the central United States, a well-defined front is expected to become established from the Texas Panhandle to the Great Lakes as that Arctic boundary sinks southward. Moisture flowing northward ahead of the front from the Gulf of Mexico will allow for the development of showers and thunderstorms from Texas to the upper Midwest by this evening, and this will extend even into the day tomorrow. Flash flood watches have been issued from the Red River Valley through the Ozarks and into the mid-Mississippi Valley toward St. Louis. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 8 a.m. Eastern Time back on Friday. The last report of hail was at Calabria, Italy at 12:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 9 above zero, with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 19, 81% relative humidity. No wind at the moment, and the barometer way up at 30.66 inches, and it continues to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, and Death Valley, California, to a low of 5 below zero at Moose, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 20. The average temperature, 32, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.73 inches for the month, which is 92 hundredths of an inch below average, and 34.96 inches for the season, which is 82 hundredths of an inch below normal. There were 33 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 432, that's 150 below normal, and 940 heating degree days for the season, which is 287 below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 64, set in 2004 and in 2001, and the record low, too, in 1938. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies today, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies today, with highs reaching the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear skies tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies today, with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies today, with highs reaching the middle and upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny skies today, with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine mixing with some late-day clouds, milder, lower to mid-50s. Some morning sun Friday, then increasing clouds, upper 50s to around 60. Showers after dark Friday evening and overnight, and some clouds left over Saturday morning. Then increasing sun Saturday afternoon in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, lower to mid-40s, and a chance of showers Tuesday with highs again in the lower 40s. Have a great holiday and safe travels. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.